It's time for Food Talk. It's Spring Pledge Drive. I'm Marianne. I am here in the studio with my co-host, Linda Perkins. Good morning, Linda.
Linda Piapalooza Perkins.
We are so excited about Pledge Drive. We're not even going to spend any time on a theme music. We're just going to launch right into it because
we have been baking.
We have been baking, and you only have 30 minutes to call and claim these very special thank you gifts. They are disappearing at 10 o'clock on the dot. So, two pieces of information. Phone numbers are 503-325-0010 or toll-free 800-518-0010. We will continue to remind you of those numbers. We have a couple of things. We have gift certificates for homemade pies.
Homemade pies.
And they are available at the $60 individual membership level or above. And then Linda came in with literally a truckload of fabulously baked goods. Tell us what we've got.
There's so much. And I am going to tell you because I hate when there's a pledge drive and they tell you one thing at a time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Excuse me. You're like, whoa, fuzzy dice, really? Yeah, I'm going to sign up right now. And the next thing is like a Lincoln Continental for a $60 pledge. And you're like, no. So the pies are awesome. We're doing a certificate this year because people had a lot of trouble being able to get into the station to pick up their pies while they were fresh last year. And so now you can just have a pie whenever you want. They expire at the end of the year, but woohoo, pie all year. If you call in with a $120 pledge, you're going to get two pies. $180, you're going to get three pies. $1 million, you're going to get a lot of pies. But we have the certificate for pies. But if you want something right now, we have crisps, apple crisp and blackberry crisp. And those are, same thing, a $60 pledge. And they're big. They're 9 by 13 pans. So if you want something like that right away, if you are into instant gratification, you can come into the station. The station is on 14th Street on the hill between
Exchange and Franklin.
Yeah.
We're at 1445 Exchange, and we have forks, so you can just come in, make your pledge, grab your fruit crisp, and those are available for a...
Just a $60 pledge.
All right.
So same as the pie. They're quite a bit bigger than a pie, but if you... Not that they're better than pie, but if you want something right away, we have those. We have a lot of jam. We have apple butter, we have blackberry jam, little half-pint jars, and then we have rustic bread, just that good, chewy, crispy,
beautiful round loaves of bread.
Yes. And so if you would rather have a loaf of bread and half a pint of apple butter and half a pint of blackberry jam, you can have that for a $60 pledge.
You know, regular listeners to Food Talk have heard the stories of you harvesting wild blackberries in the field full of raging bulls. So this is that jam. That's all I got to say about that jam.
The We Hate Humans jam.
503-325-0010 or toll-free 800-518-0010. So you have more on your list. We need to tell everybody about the list before we start talking about cooking because they only have until 10 o'clock to claim these prizes.
Okay. If you come in and give us a dollar, $5, we have three things to choose from. I have a little bag of a half a dozen chocolate chip cookies. They're the thin, crispy, buttery ones. I've got big chocolate cherry brownies. They have dried cherries in them and chocolate chips, and they kind of taste like chocolate-covered cherries. They're good. And then I also have a little bag of soft European caramels. These are the caramels that I make for Christmas every year, and they're delicious. So just a little bag of those. You just come in and give us anything, and you're going to get to choose from those. And same thing, if you give us any other pledge, you get the thing that you get for that, but also just, you know, pick some cookies or a cherry brownie or some caramels, you know, pick those too. You know, Becky Tonkin, I got my apron on. I forgot to say that.
Yes.
She has so generously donated us an apron.
Oh man, my favorite aprons ever.
Yeah. So I think we're probably her two best customers, but
yeah, I think we might be.
We have at least a dozen between the two of us, but they're just beautiful and they cross in the back so they don't hang around your neck so you feel like you have a yoke and you're a slave in your kitchen. But that is a $45 value, and that is yours for a $120 donation. And you also get a pie, and you also get a bag of chocolate chip cookies or cherry brownies or European caramels. And the big thing that I'm offering is a case of 13 different varieties of blackberry jam.
Wow.
So they all taste different from each other. And I think it's so interesting, but I know I've talked about that before. But there's the little native dewberries, the little native blackberries. There's black caps. There's obsidian. That's my favorite blackberry name. Noches, Navajos, black diamonds, so many different kinds of blackberry jam. It comes with a loaf of the rustic bread, so you have something to spread it on. I'll throw in a stick of butter, and when you get here to pick it up, we'll say a small prayer for your pancreas. But that is yours for a $20 a month commitment, $240. And you're going to get a couple pies with that, too. And you're going to get just pretty much anything you want else.
503-325-0010. I see we got a line cooking out there, and we got a couple lines open. 503-325-0010 or toll free 800-518-0010. We also have a challenge in place. So a friend of Food Talk has put up a $500 challenge grant.
It's so generous and so ridiculous. It's just, and I want to say just a little bit mean, because we are a tiny little half an hour radio show, and that is so much money. So please come in and give us money. We'll give you anything you want.
And you don't need to come in to pick up your baked goods. Give us a call so that you get in before the 10 o'clock cutoff for all this special Food Talk stuff. And then you can come in later today and pick it up.
Yes.
So I would just say claim it, make it yours now, and then pick it up at your convenience. And there's always food here also from the North Coast Food Web is catering for the staff, the volunteers, and the guests who come into the studio. So there's always food here for you to enjoy when you stop by to make a pledge. We're looking, there goes another line, Linda.
Yay.
We might actually make this a gigantic challenge.
Oh my
challenge.
Gosh, it's so huge.
That would be
it's
crazy.
It's so daunting, and I'm just like, my stomach is in a knot. I'm just so scared. It would be so horrible to lose that. So we know that there are 8 of you out there. I know you think that we just have 7 listeners, but we got a new one last week.
That's right.
Is Prudence. She called in. And so Prudence, I notice, starts with P, like pie, and pledge drive. And so perhaps, Prudence, you'd part with some pennies. No, I'm just kidding. But it's funny because she called in. She had really nice things to say about the show last week. But we get the most calls when we have a show about things that people hate. Isn't that the funniest thing? And so I have one last thing to offer, and that's a haters pack. And do you know what that is?
Oh, is it a fruitcake?
It's half a loaf of fruitcake and a bag of curry steak salt. Because when we had that curry show, people even came to my house to tell me how much they hated curry. Isn't that the most hilarious thing? Fruitcake and curry. And so you know what? We have that too. So here's what you're going to get. You're going to get what I call the haters pack. And that's the half a loaf of fruitcake and a bag of curry steak salt. You're going to get a loaf or a pie too. You're going to get either some chocolate chip cookies or some chocolate cherry brownies or some soft European caramels. It's a good day to be at KMUN.
It is, in fact, a very good and delicious day. 503-325-0010. Actually, I'm going to wait and give you those numbers again in a sec because all our lines are busy. But please do not give up, because it takes only about a minute and a half to make a pledge on the phone, and so a line will be available any second. Please do not give up. We have 21 minutes for you to claim your delicious, delectable prize.
I wish I could do math fast enough to divide 500 by 30. Oh, I'm scared.
Well, we can't ask more than all the lines are busy. Nope, we cannot ask more of our folks. So I normally, Linda Perkins, I would be asking you what you've been cooking, but clearly we know
it's in the truck. Poor Dale, too, because, I mean, he's hauling stuff out to the truck, and he looks so sad because it's like apple crisp after berry crisp after loaf of bread, and then the house is bare. Poor
yes.
Dale. Poor
well,
Dale.
I've been cooking 3 meals a day at the Food Web and bringing them over to the station and then going home in the evening and asking Tom where he's taking me for dinner. So I'm telling you.
It is such a Herculean thing that you've done. I mean, so I don't know if you all know this, but there's like a little mini buffet that we set up here at KMUN, and it's here for every meal. And so what Marianne has been doing with the Food Web, but mostly Marianne, is making all this food. Now, Marianne is a spectacular cook. So it's not like, macaroni and cheese craft or anything like that. It's delicious stuff. Like this morning, there's a beautiful fresh fruit salad. She made these little sandwiches out of banana bread with a cream cheese filling.
It's the roasted plum jam from Islands End Farm. Ugh. Hey, I need to tell people that there is a line open, 503-325-0010 or toll-free 800-518-0010. And we have people to thank. So let me thank them.
Okay.
Susan from Oysterville, thank you so much.
Astoria, we have
some spelling challenged people on the phone, and I think what this means to say is Astoria Integrated Medicine, but I will find out for sure because we are so grateful. We don't want to say the wrong name, and they are new business members.
Ooh, nice.
And Christine from Astoria, thank you so much for calling. Thank you. And thank you to the folks on the phone. And thank you to those of you who are going to persist in calling until you get a free line. That would be fabulous.
The thing I know, I really like that we have this cooking show on KMUN. Now, I know that a lot of people think of cooking as a chore. I don't, so I think I'm lucky. I really like it because I can make something creative and delicious and nutritious. And to me, that's really satisfying. And this all relates to the whole experience of KMUN because I think, okay, you can have a house, but I think that what makes a house a home is when you have things like music and art and good conversation and good food in the house. That's what makes it a home. And so that's the thing that KMUN does. Now, it provides me a vehicle, you and I, that we can have this show and that we can talk about this thing we love. And it's how we feed our senses and we feed our family senses. But I think about KMUN and I think about the different kinds of music and how it feeds my senses. Like I didn't know there was such a thing as Afropop until, you know, I listened to KMUN. I didn't even know there was that whole genre of music, but I love it. And then I remember right after the elections, Cindy Price, but I didn't know it was her on the show. It was just music, and she played Fight the Power by Public Enemy. What? On KMUN? What? I mean, I drove my considerably large self down here to see who played that song and talked to her for a while after her show because that I thought was just really something, really brilliant. And so KMUN feeds my senses. When I cook, it feeds my senses, my family's senses, but it's all interrelated, and that's why I am so thankful for KMUN. Does that make sense?
Yes, it totally makes sense, and I cannot say that any better. So I think what I want to say is there's one line open, 503-325-0010 or toll-free 800-518-0010. We have homemade bread. We have homemade pies. We have homemade fruit crisp, cases of fabulous wild blackberry and apple butter jams, cookies.
I forgot to mention something. I made a carrot cake.
What?
So, yeah, it's just a little two-tier carrot cake with cream cheese frosting. I put a little almond flavoring in the frosting because that's what I like. But I love this cake. This is the cake that I used for my wedding cake. It's delicious.
Oh, yeah. I've had it then.
Yeah.
In that case, I know I've had it. And I could do a 20-minute testimonial, but we only have 16 minutes. So
this is yours for $100, and you're going to get a pie, too. If you want a jar of jam, you can have a jar of jam. You can have some chocolate chip cookies, some cherry brownies, soft European caramels. There's just a whole bunch of stuff here you can have. You just ask those ladies on the phone and they'll be like, sure, you can have that. Sure, because how are we going to get rid of a truckload of that? Sure.
We have only half a truckload left. So by all means, give us a call. 503-325-0010 is the way to get something completely fabulous. Do not be deterred if you get a busy signal because the process is so quick and efficient that if you just try one more time, you will absolutely get through. And we still have plenty of delectable thank you gifts for you. I do want to remind everybody that you are listening to Coast Community Radio. This is KMUN, Astoria, KTCB, Tillamook. We're everywhere you're ever liable to be on the planet Earth at coastradio.org. We're on your mobile using the TuneIn app. We're in the waning stages of our spring pledge drive. We are so grateful to everyone who has already called. There is a line open. There is a line open. If you just got a busy signal, I'm telling you, this is your line, 503-325-0010. Also, you are listening to Food Talk, and we normally would be talking about how to make food, but today we're talking about how to make friends for Coast Community Radio. So if you would like any one of the wonderful and delicious things that Linda Perkins has brought here and are arrayed in the rotunda here for your selection or
for your perusal prudence, if perhaps you should come.
And also, if you're not ready to come to the station today, not able to come to the station today, but you would like a delicious baked good, you can call at the $60 individual level or above, and we will make you a pie whenever you want that pie between now and the end of the year. So if you have a celebration coming up, or you'd like to take a hostess gift somewhere, or you just like to, you know, you have like an evening alone, not too far in the future, and you just want to eat a whole pie, you know, your secret is safe with us. Call and we'll give you a gift certificate, and then you can contact us and let us know when you want your pie.
And, so. And these are, Marianne is famous for her pies. I mean, I don't know if you know this, but she made all the pies for the River People's Farmers Market. Remember the pie walk that they have, and they sell slices of pies and they sell whole pies. And for years, she made pies for the co-op too. I mean, her pies are legendary. So there's something else that you were mentioning that you were grateful. You know, there's something that I'm grateful for about KMUN, and that is just that they are still community radio. Do you know how much I pay for cable every month? I mean, it's more than a family membership here. It's nearly double a family membership. And remember when cable TV first came out? Do you remember how it wasn't supposed to have any commercials? And now it's all commercials, and a decent portion of it is infomercials, but still we pay. And just Coast Community Radio has stayed the same. There aren't commercials. It's still so interesting and diverse. I just love it.
We know you love it too. I love this. I just
other people love it.
The fabulous Liam Dunn just brought us a page of people to thank. Laura from Astoria, thank you, thank you. Norma from Astoria, thank you so much. Susanna from Jewel, sustaining membership. That means Susanna is going to, it has pledged money every single month. Mike from Seaside, thank you so much. We are so grateful to everyone. And okay. I have confirmation. Astoria Integrated Medicine. Thank you, Liam.
Thank you, Astoria.
In your beautiful ear.
Thank you, Astoria Integrated Medicine. Thank you, thank you.
For their brand new business membership. So if you are a business owner and you have not renewed or you haven't thought about having a business membership, $150 for a year buys you access to a fabulous demographic. And also today, only for the next 11 minutes, it buys you a pie or some homemade bread or some jam or a fruit crisp.
I think cookies have curative powers. We should send them some cookies.
Yes, we definitely should. Maybe we'll find out where they are and we'll drop it by the office on the way out.
Business memberships are such a good deal because don't you also get your name in...
In the current, which comes out quarterly. So there is a list of all of our business members, which as a lover of Coast Community Radio, I personally, and I know many others do, also use it as sort of a shopping guide. Mm-hmm. We want to support people who support the things we love in our community.
That's how you build the community.
That's how you do it. 503-325-0010. We're chipping away at this humongous challenge.
So I'm going to read down the list again, just so you know. There's rustic bread, chewy with crispy crust. There's apple butter and blackberry jam. There's carrot cake. There's apple crisp and blackberry crisp. There's chocolate chip cookies. There's chocolate cherry brownies. There's the soft European caramels. There's that big case of 13 different blackberry jams with a loaf of bread and a stick of butter and a prayer. There's Becky Tonkin's apron.
Oh, Becky Tonkin's apron.
Yeah, so beautiful.
If you are an apron wearer, then you are a cook and you need the best apron ever.
And if you're a cook, sometimes you're tired of cooking, and so you should get the pie that comes with it.
Yes, <that's>
and then
right.
Don't forget the haters pack, half a
well,
loaf of
you
fruit
know,
cake and a bag of crisps.
Say that we have thanked Mike from Seaside, but he wants the haters pack.
Oh my gosh.
But no triple underlined curry.
He might have been the person that came to my house talking about curry.
Linda, pull the other mic over to you because we have someone in the studio. We have Liam Dunn. What up, Liam?
Special announcement. Special announcement. Proclamation. Proclamation. Carol called to say that Linda and Marianne, get ready to blush, girls. They are so extraordinarily generous.
Oh. If you are, I think our listeners are aware of the fact that time's a wasting because we have about 10 minutes left in this show, which means that all of those wonderful special prizes for Food Talk Only. 10 minutes.
I risked my life to make this jam.
You actually literally did.
My favorite part is I was with my friend Jerry, and Jerry is wonderful. She's a little hard of hearing, though. And we always kept the car really close to us in the field. We drove it through the field because the bulls were everywhere, you know, and they really, really do not like the human species. So normally, I would listen, and if you would hear a bull, even, it's so funny, if you hear water, it's because they pee right before they charge you, you know? We would run to the car, but once I'm just happily picking berries away, and Jerry, who never hears the bulls, Jerry says, I think we should go to the car, and I look up, and there are six bulls right there, and I'm just like, I risked my life for this jam.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I think we really need to up the ante on that jam, seriously.
No.
Call and it can be yours. We have one line open at 503-325-0010 or toll free 800-518-0010. You can use your Visa, your MasterCard, your American Express. You can make a pledge and tell us that you'd rather come by and drop off a check. That would be fine. However you would like to do it, you can go to coastradio.org and pledge online. But you need to do it in the next 8 minutes if you would like some of the fabulous baked goods that we've been talking about.
I would like to send out a special thank you to Mike and Diane in Seaside. They got the haters pack. But they actually contacted me before the pledge drive and said, you know, we would like to give some money and then but we would like in return carrot cakes and bread. and that's totally fine to do, but they've been very generous with our show this time and other pledge drives. And I do really appreciate them. I would like to send a special thank you out to them.
Thank you so much. And I got to say, in defense of Mike hating curry, that of our eight documented fans, two of them, you know, there was a curry lover and a curry hater. There was a fruitcake lover and a fruitcake hater.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what else, but they were sort of the hate-love thing sort of balanced themselves out amongst our vast fan base.
The fruitcake was my favorite because the phone rang right after the show.
It did.
And it was the lady, and she's like, I love fruitcake, click. And then then rings, I hate fruitcake, click. It was just so funny. In like 30 seconds, we knew where everybody stood.
Yeah, that's right. Well, those are incendiary topics, apparently. We need to think of more of those.
Yes.
Totally.
No, what would they be?
Well, cilantro is one.
Yeah. You know what, though? But that's different because that's genetic. You know how there's that
Oh, yeah,
gene.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
true. They can't
true.
Help it. They're not lame. They just can't help it. They don't like something.
Not like fruitcake.
Oh, I noticed the phone isn't ringing now. Now that I've insulted everybody.
We have two lines open. So take it easy, Linda, would you? And we only have 6 minutes left. We promise when we come to you again with Food Talk, we're going to actually talk about cooking. But today it's pledge drive. And because we have this 30 very precious and very tiny minutes to encourage you to call and support the station, which is more important than anything we could offer you as a thank you. That the support for this station is key to our collective happiness across county lines, across food likes and dislikes.
It's, and this bread that I made, I mean, if you're thinking about calling in, call in and get some bread, get a pie. But the bread, it's such an easy recipe, and it makes such delicious bread. I mean, it's bread like you get from a bakery. It's bread like you would not think that you could make in your home. And the recipe is up on the food web. It's the No Need Bread, Jim Leahy's recipe. But it's really, really good. And if you got some from your pledging, then you would be able to see what it's like, and then you would want to make it. And we will teach you how on the show.
Well, we want to thank Charlotte from Astoria, who is a brand new member and who got bread.
Yay!
So, Charlotte, when you come get your bread, make sure you get a jar of jam with it so that you could just go right directly out to your car and rip a piece of bread off and dip it in that jar of jam. That's what I would do. That's exactly what I would do. So we are down to less than 5 minutes, Linda. I got to say that quickly, that Food Talk is a co-production of Coast Community Radio and North Coast Food Web. And for the recipe for this fabulous bread, you go to northcoastfoodweb.org and you'll find a recipe tab there, and you can cruise through it and find the No Need Bread.
I went to the River People's Farmers Market that you have at the Food Web this past Thursday. It was really fun. Oh, it was such a gorgeous day.
It was the, yeah, I know. Every once in a while we have one of those. It makes us all kind of a little bit giddy.
Yeah, it was so busy.
So, yeah. Oh, more incoming. Roger from Astoria. Roger, thank you so much. I see these for first names, and I think, I wonder if I know that.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
I wonder if that's
thing.
The person I know. One thing I do know for sure is how grateful we are that you are calling in. We have this $500 challenge, and I think we actually might possibly make that.
Yeah, we don't have a total, but there's been a lot of people that called in. All eight of you.
You know, when you call and get bread, you are actually, you know, we're making bread for the station, right?
Yeah.
We are. Yeah. Totally. So, and we are very grateful that you're helping Food Talk do its share.
You know what?
Carry
I just nodded because you were nodding and it's like the thing you do on the radio, but now I get it. I agreed with you because you look like I should agree with you.
Oh, my gosh.
So dense. Making bread.
Yeah, we're making bread. You know, I have this abiding fear that there will be someday at Coast Community Radio where we start actually having live video like they do with Amy Goodman and all other famous people are talk shows.
Yeah.
And then they could actually see what was going on, and that would be so not good.
I am the queen of the baffled look.
We would have to put like little pieces of paper over the camera things when we're on that. No, no. This is radio
soft
only.
Soft focus.
This will never... Oh, rub a stick of butter on the lens. It is... We're down to 2 minutes.
Well,
we are down to 2 minutes. And right now, I am telling you, if you called earlier, the lines were busy and you got discouraged, there are three lines open right this minute. And you have a little less than 2 minutes to call in and make something absolutely delicious yours. And that isn't even counting delicious radio that comes your way every single day. 503-325-0010. You can double your money. We have a challenge grant in place. Toll free, 800-518-0010. You will get through to a person, I promise you, and you have a minute and a half. We have a minute and a half, Linda.
Yeah. Thank you, whoever gave the $500. That's so nice.
Well, there are people who love this station and are, I would say that if you have given $5 or $10, that you love this station in equal measure. Sometimes people are able to do more, and we are lucky when they're able to do more that they choose to do more for us, because we all we all receive that gift.
One of my baker friends, I see her coming in the door, Christine Trexel, woohoo! But she already has a Becky Tonkin apron.
Oh, she does.
Yep.
Well, many of us do. Hey, so we are at less than 1 minute. Actually, we're going to go to NPR News Headlines, and that comes on at 1 minute after. So we might just take that minute to continue to allow people to call in on Food Talk and get their fabulous thank you gifts. 503-325-0010 or toll free 800-518-0010. I know John Stevenson is in the house, and Lost Highways will be coming your way at 6 minutes after the hour, right after NPR News Headlines.
But if you take anything from this show, just remember, stick of butter and a prayer for your pancreas.
We absolutely will bow our heads and say your name. I can't encourage you enough to give us a call right now. We still have bread. We have blackberry crisp. We have apple crisp. We have gift certificates for a pie that you can claim at your convenience for whatever reason you want at any time between now and the end of the year.
And thank you, everybody. You've been so generous.
You have. We are really thrilled. And
oh, my gosh, the phone's ringing.
I know, 503-325-0010. We have 30 seconds, and then all this deliciousness goes away and is replaced by the news.
That's not a good trade.
That's not a good trade. I'm telling you, you need bread and wild blackberry jam to kind of assuage your feelings if you're going to actually listen to the news. I do want to say thank you so much, and I want to say here comes our underwriter. We thank them very much. Linda, thank you.
Thank you, Marianne.
Support for Food Talk comes in part from the Astoria Co-op Grocery, dedicated to building community through food, featuring local, natural, and organic groceries, produce, and deli. All shoppers welcome 7 days a week from 8 to 8 at 14th and Exchange in Astoria and astoria.coop.